Bloomington voters this spring will choose their first new mayor in 8 years. The choice is between a low-key veteran city council member and two political newcomers with very different backgrounds. One of them will replace Terry Renner, who is not seeking a third term. Ryan Denham has this look at the race.
Emboko Milwamwe says his focus would be on updating the city's roads and other infrastructure and providing core services like public safety and recreation.
The streets are the thing that people actually see. And I think when we have some that are in a state of disrepair, I don't think it makes the public trust what we're doing. So I think if we do focus on that, we will be able to generate a lot more trust from the public, a lot more goodwill. Because what we don't want is the public to, you know, to look at us engaging in other endeavors, and yet, you know, the streets in front of their house have a pothole that hasn't been fixed.
Milwamwe says he was glad the city increased its spending on streets and sidewalks up to around $7 million per year, funded by local sales and gas taxes. One reason it's been able to do that is because the council raised the local gas tax from 4 to 8 cents back in 2019. Milwamwe voted against that. He told WGLT he was concerned at the time about the cumulative effect of various fees and taxes within the community and whether the state and town would also be increasing their gas tax. He says he also supports a plan to use more general revenue dollars to keep street funding at around $7 million, despite a decline in local gas tax revenue due to the pandemic. Milwamwe has kept a relatively low profile in his 10 years representing the city's east side in the council. He'd likely bring a different style to the job than Mayor Renner, whose online behavior earned him criticism and who once compared the former arena managers to those running a Soviet gulag. As he runs for nonpartisan office, Milwamwe declined to describe where he fits in on the traditional right, middle, left political spectrum, and he may not fit neatly into any one place. He made regular contributions to Democrat Barack Obama's presidential campaign in 2008, according to federal records. And then in January, he announced that Chuck Erickson, a former McLean County Republican Party chair, had joined his mayoral campaign team.
I go where the facts lead me. You know, I try to be very careful in examining the facts, and, you know, and they, wherever they lead me, then that's, you know, that's where I will go.
When asked for evidence of past vocal leadership, Milwamwe pointed to his opposition to the Catalyst Project pitched in 2017 and 18 for downtown Bloomington. The idea, which never gained traction, would have combined both a library expansion and a Connect Transit transfer center.
I felt that we had promised. We told people, I believe back in 2013 or 14, so you'll have to forgive me on the date, but that the library was going to expand in place. Because for me, trust, you know, with the public is something that is extremely important. So I felt that, you know, pursuing the Catalyst Project would have led us to diminish that, you know, the trust that the public has in us, because we, you know, we would be doing something completely different than what we said we would do.
The library is now headed toward a slimmed down expansion at its current location. Milwamwe is an African immigrant who works at Illinois State University on anti-harassment and non-discrimination issues. He recently spearheaded an effort to make Juneteenth an official city holiday each June in recognition of the end of slavery.
Certainly, there's always room for social justice issues, you know, but I do think that generally we have to be careful that it does not detract from, you know, the core things that the public wants us to address. You know, they want us to fix their streets. You know, they want us to address public safety and sewers and provide some level of recreation and things like that.
Fellow mayoral candidate Jackie Gunderson was more explicit with her intentions to center equity and justice across her priority list if elected. Gunderson ran unsuccessfully for McLean County Board in 2020 as a Democrat. She's never held elected office.
Everybody who's ever held office didn't hold office before they held office, right? So I'm young, and I get that. But I've been working full time since I was 16 years old. I didn't have the opportunity to have parents that could put me through college, and so I had to do it myself.
Gunderson is now procurement manager at ISU, overseeing capital projects. She said her professional experience in male-dominated fields informs her view of the importance of collaboration and hearing different voices. She joins three progressive Bloomington City Council candidates in the People First Coalition.
I do live in a way that if one big emergency came around, we might be looking at things differently, right? And over time, we've often been represented by people that maybe haven't lived that experience, that don't take into consideration the people that are left on the margins.
Gunderson would also be Bloomington's first openly queer mayor. She and her spouse, who co-own a meal prep service, live on the city's west side. Gunderson says the long economic recovery from COVID would also be a top priority if elected. She praised the city's early relief efforts, particularly direct aid programs, but she says making sure Bloomington's needs are met may require tapping into the city's reserves if necessary.
The city of Bloomington does have reserves that are for a rainy day, and I would consider a global pandemic that's been going on for an entire year almost to be a rainy day, right? And so the reallocation of some of those funds to make sure that the people that we're most concerned about are not falling through the cracks. Also think, you know, economic recovery is important and making sure that businesses stay afloat. Obviously, the safety and health of my neighbors is more important to me than that. But I think there's a way to prioritize both.
The third mayoral candidate, Mike Straza, also sees connections between the two. Straza is an entrepreneur and business consultant. He says his top priority will be accelerating economic growth, which he says would affect everything else. Straza says expanding the tax base would allow the city to lessen the tax burden on existing residents and businesses, while also creating more revenue for street repairs and core services, as well as social services.
I feel like there's some people that feel like people have been ignored, and we're always talking about business and always talking about this. And it's like, yeah, they're both important. We have to figure out how to meld them together. And I feel like we're swinging the pendulum opposite ends all the time. And I'm going to be the person that's going to bring it to the middle and saying, these are very important things. We're going to do some things, but also too, we cannot get caught in the weeds and lose sight of what needs to happen for the betterment of the community.
Straza is operations director at Vale Church in Bloomington. One of the church's beliefs, according to its website, is that God has established marriage as a lifelong, exclusive relationship between one man and one woman, and all intimate sexual activity outside the marriage relationship is immoral, and therefore sin. When asked if he personally believed that, Straza said his faith and beliefs were a big part of his life. He downplayed how they would impact a city leadership position, and he stressed that he would love and care for everyone no matter what.
The state and federal takes care of marriage and that side of things, and that's fine. I mean, that's not, again, I don't weigh in on that. That is, and I don't sit there and disagree with what the state and federal has decided. It's just like, this is what they decided. This is what happens. I'm going to take care of people. I'm going to work with people. And I think that's something people need to understand is that is my heart. My heart is people.
As for how to actually accelerate economic growth, Straza says he wants the city to be even more explicit in asking businesses what they need, and not just money. He says that survey approach could be instructive. Straza also says restarting the service sector would be critical coming out of the pandemic. The city's leisure and hospitality sector has been decimated, with thousands of jobs lost. As COVID cases surged in November, the city of Bloomington faced open defiance from bar and restaurant owners who refused to follow state mitigation rules. Many were fined through the Liquor Commission, and Bloomington's mayor is also the city's liquor commissioner. In November, Straza said on Facebook that the lack of government assistance for businesses, quote, forces them to disregard the health measures put in place by our officials, unquote. That's despite most businesses following the rules, as painful as they may be. In a recent interview, Straza did not back away from his remark. He suggests some businesses were confused as to what the rules were and who would enforce them.
That's what it came down to, is really sitting down with those restaurants or places that refuse to close and say, okay, well, let me understand more. Instead, they were just said close, and then they have no choice. And they're like, well, but why? And I don't think the why was explained well enough.
Like Gunderson, Straza is a political newcomer. He's never held elected office. He serves on the Bloomington Zoning Board of Appeals and previously worked on Normal Mayor Chris Koos's reelection campaign in 2017. Straza was the founding treasurer of the Responsible Cities Political Action Committee last year, but has since left that role. That PAC looks to recruit and support candidates for offices like city councils, preferring those who take a collaborative and less ideological approach and avoiding the extremes on either side. That PAC has since endorsed him. In the past, Straza has contributed to Republican candidates for state and federal office, including former State Senator Bill Brady and the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign in 2004. I'm Ryan Denham.
Mwilambwe, Gunderson, and Straza will appear at WGLT's live debate at 6 p.m. Tuesday, March 2nd. Listen live on 89.1 FM or watch on WGLT's Facebook page. The event is co-sponsored by the League of Women Voters of McLean County, the NAACP of Bloomington Normal Branch, and ISU's Center for Civic Engagement. The election is April 6th. Early voting begins March 12th.